I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. President Bush arrived in Beijing today. Tomorrow, he'll become the first sitting U.S. president to attend an Olympics held outside the United States. But things got tense before he even landed in Beijing. Mr. Bush gave a speech in Thailand, urging China to improve its human rights record. China responded with a statement that said no one should interfere in China's internal affairs. That's a pretty standard response, and it's not just the Chinese government saying that. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
Many young middle-class Chinese are just as proud of their country as young Americans are of theirs. And many of those Chinese are fed up with hearing their country talked about as though it's a latter-day gulag archipelago. Fiona Zhang is a 21-year-old student of fashion management.
I went to States before, and then the people down there asked, when they approach me, all the questions are sort of like the old China, 20 years before. And it's not what the real China it is right now.
So how do you feel when you hear those kinds of questions?
First, upset, and then second, I feel really, kind of frustrated.
And now, Zhang is annoyed that President Bush has chosen to speak out on human rights on the eve of China's big day, the opening ceremony of the Beijing Olympics.
I think that's what George Bush always like. Well, actually, for me, I'm perfectly fine with our human rights. I have no comment on our government, and I'm not sure why George Bush is always giving all those speeches, trying to lower Chinese image or something like that.
I think that's what he was trying to do with the speech.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, President Bush said in his speech that he wasn't speaking against China, but in support of the Chinese people.
We press for openness and justice not to impose our beliefs, but to allow the Chinese people to express theirs. As Chinese scientists Xu Liangying has said, human nature is universal and needs to pursue freedom and equality.
One Chinese citizen who'd like a little more equality and justice is Miao Xiaofang. For 6 years, she's been fighting for fair compensation after the home that had been in her family for generations was demolished in the city of Tianjin. For her trouble, she says, she's been beaten up by police and told to stop being a pest.
In China, we're useless people in the government's eyes. Forget about human rights. We have no rights at all. It was our house. They wanted to tear it down, so they did. No one even came to talk to us first. These were our possessions, but they took them all away. So what rights do we have? Without a home, we don't even have the right to survive.
Millions of Chinese around the country have been similarly affected by heavy-handed development. Many have protested over these and other grievances, and some have ended up in jail for protesting. Some have even ended up in jail for writing online about protests. But when it comes to perceptions of human rights these days in China, there seem to be two Chinas, one where people feel oppressed, discarded, or cheated, and one where those like 32-year-old Beijing bar manager Liu Youming can't understand why Westerners keep making such a fuss about human rights.
I think in general our human rights situation is not bad. The human rights situation in China can't really be compared with the Western countries. Right now our country has developed to this degree. I think it's really not bad.
So for you, in your life, there's nothing that you want to do that you feel like you have to be careful about?
I think for me or for people like me, we just make money and support the family and try to make a good living. So I don't really commit any crimes because if there's something wrong, it must be people who commit some crimes. So I think it's all right. I have nothing to be careful about.
But when Liu heads down this leafy Beijing street, he barely gets a few strides before a policeman who'd been watching me interview him stops Liu to ask what we'd been talking about. Eventually, Liu is allowed to walk away, perhaps rethinking whether it's quite as free here as he'd been insisting. That's kind of how the human rights situation is for many people in China's increasingly affluent and sophisticated urban population. Not a problem until it is. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.